League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. Building wealth through investing. For more information, visit sharepickers.com. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the Share Pickers Podcast, episode 5. And this episode is brought to you with the quote, "There is no more profitable investment than investing in yourself. It is the best investment you can make. You can never go wrong with it. It's a true way to improve yourself and to be the best version of you, and lets you be able to best serve those around you." Now, what I like about investing is that you can get better at it the longer you do it for, and there's no upper age limit. You know, it's not like some kind of sporting profession where you're limited by your physicality, or a job that's too stressful to carry on, or basically too old to do it. You know, as long as you have your faculties, you can still improve and continue to build wealth for yourself long after you've retired from the job you didn't like. And if you look, the most successful investor in the world, Warren Buffett, is 90 years old. He's still going strong, reading financial reports 4 to 5 hours a day, because he loves it. It's not a job for him. He absolutely loves it. And he's earning tons of cash doing so. But he made his first investment when he was 11 years of age. However, 99.7% of his money was earned after the age of 52. And 70 billion of his 80 billion fortune came after he qualified for Social Security benefits in his mid-60s. And this is largely down to compounding, and it's worth reading about Warren Buffett. If you've never read any books on him, absolutely do it. At the moment, I'm listening to an audio book, and I've listened to many and read many, and I always learn something new. And a really shrewd. Well, listen, you don't get to be the best investor in the world without having a very sharp mind. But even though Warren Buffett has been investing for a long time, it's never too late to start. And like I said in a previous episode, I started quite late because my job fell through. I was in a rough patch for my 40s. I didn't have the money, essentially. Didn't have the money to start investing. But I caught the bug from my A-level economics teacher who started the stocks and shares competition. And I would have started a lot earlier if I'd got a job that paid money and I had sort of disposable income. But I didn't. And so what I'm going to do in this episode is I'm going to try to get my kids into investing. I've recorded a little bit with them. I'll play that in a bit. But basically, I've given them £100 each and told them to invest in 5 stocks each that they think will do well. We'll revisit these stock picks once a month, and hopefully they get the bug. They get the passion. My passion will rub off on them, you know, and it'll serve them well for the rest of their lives, and hopefully they'll take care of me in my old age. But I don't know if you noticed, any sort of outstanding performers, artists, sports players, their kids are also very good at what they do. For example, if you have a parents that are musicians, the kids can play the piano, because it's always around them, and so it rubs off on them. So hopefully that's what I want to do. I want to sort of show them that I'm passionate about investing. There's reasons why I'm passionate about it, and so I want them to catch that bug. And by the way, if you have children and you want them to get interested in investing, I would suggest do what I've done here, unless you have another way, please let me know. But I've got the free trade app. It's free to download. You basically put money on it, and there's no dealing costs. So, and you can also access American markets. So, as you understand, a lot of the brands my kids are aware of are listed in the US markets. So, it's a very easy way to do it that way. So, anyway, let's get into it. Okay, here I am with Fred and Monty. They are my sons, and I'm trying to teach Fred and Monty to invest. So what I've done is I give them 100 quid. We've got the free trade app, and they can pick some stocks. Because free trade, it doesn't cost to actually deal. There's no dealing cost, so it's quite easy. So I've given them a list of 100 biggest companies by market capitalization in the United States of America. And they've looked down that list, and they've just looked at companies they liked. But I'm going to ask them to pick 5 companies each, and they've got to give a reason why they picked them. So let's start with Fred. What's your first stock, Fred? What's your first company?
Netflix.
Why have you picked Netflix?
Because because I watch Netflix a lot. Dad and mummy watch Netflix a lot. And no one buys DVDs anymore because everything is literally on Netflix. So everyone uses Netflix.
Cool, good reason. All right, Mont, let's go to your first stock. What are you going for?
Apple.
Why have you gone for Apple?
Because I have an Apple phone.
Yes, in fact, I'm recording this on Apple phone. Fred's got his Apple phone today. I've got an Apple Mac. You got PCs, though, because you can't afford an Apple Mac. Okay, good stock. But why do you think Apple will do well in the future, Mont?
Because now younger people are getting phones and stuff.
Okay, good investment thesis. All right. Fred, what's stock number 2 you got?
McDonald's.
I wonder why you picked that. Let's have a think of this. He likes watching Netflix and eating McDonald's.
The reason is because McDonald's. We're talking about America here.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's fat. Everyone likes McDonald's in America.
Yeah.
Because that's literally their society.
Yeah.
Obesity.
But do you think people are going to keep eating McDonald's?
Yes. Because they in America, they get
it's
fat.
It's not just America, it's around the world.
Yeah,
as well.
I know. But, yeah.
Okay, good, yeah.
And it's nice.
And I finish that sentence on, yeah. Vermont, second stock.
Starbucks.
Okay, why Starbucks?
Because, I see a lot of YouTubers that live in America get Starbucks, in every video.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. Fred, stock number 3
is Nike.
Why Nike? Oh, hang on, we're getting a bit athletic here. She's gone from Netflix, sitting on your backside, eating burgers, but he's sitting wearing his tracksuit, which is Nike. He's looking fit, but go on.
Okay, so, Nike. No one wears suits anymore. Everyone, and since football's getting bigger and bigger with, the Euros and stuff, everyone's going to want to wear Nike football kits or something. Yeah, they'll buy football kits. And, yeah, Nike is just a really good and comfy clothing brand.
Brand is important, you see. What does a brand mean? Why do people buy brands? Why are they important? I mean, why not just buy any bit of kit that doesn't have a logo on it?
Because
why would you buy Nike rather than something else?
Because I like Nike.
Yeah, because it's cool. Right, Monty for some reason has got a bra on. Right, Mont, what's your third stock?
Google.
Why Google?
Because it's really popular. Ooh, that's the only reason.
Why is it really popular? For what?
Because everyone searches stuff on it.
Yeah, but you know, Google is owned by Alphabet. Yeah. Alphabet owned Google, YouTube, all that stuff.
I think, should have did Alphabet.
Well, no, you are going for Alphabet. You can't, but you can buy Alphabet. That's Google. That is Google, basically. But that's what they call it. Okay, Fred, full stock.
Okay, I've chosen this might. You probably didn't expect this, but I've chosen Costco.
Costco, all right, why?
Is it for those big pizzas?
No.
Yeah.
It's because of Costco literally has everything. TVs, to furniture, to outdoor stuff. Everyone's going to want to go there and buy stuff. They've even got free samples.
From a business point of view. Okay, let me ask you a question, though. From a business point of view, why is free samples good?
Because you get to try the products. So, say you want to buy something, but you don't know how it will taste. You could absolutely hate it. So, if the free samples give you a chance to try the food that you're buying.
But aren't they giving the free samples away, so you're not paying for it? So, it costs them money, does it?
Yes, but if the free samples are nice, they're going to want to buy the product.
Okay, good. Right, Monty, full stock.
Snapchat.
Why Snapchat?
Because, I don't know.
Good investment thesis, Mon. Snapchat. So you can say the word, you have no idea why you invested it. Give me a reason
because
why.
Because it's, like...
Why is it going to be earning lots of money?
Some people without, like, SIM cards use it to communicate.
Do they? You can, you don't need SIM cards, do you?
You don't need a SIM card with Snapchat.
But is Snapchat getting more popular or not?
Yeah, it's getting more popular, and you can play games on Snapchat.
Can you?
Yeah. Inbuilt games.
Oh, I didn't know that. So gaming's getting more popular. All right, last and final stock, Fred.
That was my last one, Costco.
You have 4 stocks or 5 stocks?
I have 5. Wait, hang on, let me go on notes.
Oh, my word, here we go.
Look, I said
McNetflix.
Oh, I didn't say Amazon, did I?
Oh, no, Amazon. Go on, give us a reason for Amazon.
Amazon. Okay, because you can literally find anything on Amazon, even the weirdest things. And for people who are really busy and don't have time to go out and get stuff, Amazon is what you need.
Mm-hmm. Mark, what's your last one?
Walt Disney.
Why is that?
Because there's loads and loads of movies that are from Disney, and there's Disney World and Disneyland.
Yeah, but they got resorts around the world. But we've just taken a subscription to Disney Plus, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
So do you think other people will like it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not bad value. It's like £70 for a year with loads of films in
there. £79.
£79 per year.
I've already watched like five movies on it.
Okay, boys, well, I'm going to give you £100 each to invest in these companies, okay?
In cash?
I don't want to give you cash, Mott, no. And because you're not. And we'll check back next week to see how you're doing. If you're losing money, I'm going to hit you very hard.
Why?
With the belt.
With the belt. Or even the belt. As if I do hit you with a well-known belt that I often use. Yes, with the belt.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. Building wealth through investing. For more information, visit sharepickers.com. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, PayLater, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.